Father, we thank you. We believe you are able. When we look at ourselves, we look at the situation, when we take stock of our feelings, emotions, everything our mind thought is saying as if it's not possible. But like the man that said, "Oh God, heal my unbelief," we say this morning, we believe in you. We believe that what you have said will surely come to pass. We believe whatever you have said you would do, you will do it. So Father, we pray as we are about to hear your word. Whatever we will hear, grant us the grace to be doers of your word. And I ask that God, you will speak through me, use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You can take your seat. The way people are standing, I see maybe I should have done something. Or we should still maybe continue to sing. Amen. Amen. I'm bringing a word that... It's like I'm giving a disclaimer, which some will like it, some might not like it. But my goal is to encourage and challenge, yeah?
Amen.
Encourage and challenge at the same time. It's for myself also. Yeah, it's for myself also. Let's read Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, I'll read from verse 19. We're reading from verse 19 to 21. Romans 8, 19 to 21. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Brought into the freedom, the glorious freedom of the children of God. You and I have been saved into a glorious freedom. You believe that? You and I have saved and brought or translated into a glorious freedom. Very glorious, Chris. Very glorious. Chichi, very glorious. But for us to, because if I ask you and I, this glorious freedom that the Bible is saying, are we experiencing it? It's another question, isn't it, or discussion. But the Bible is saying that, Denise, we have been brought into a glorious freedom. It's not just freedom. The freedom is what? Glorious. It means that it's not 180, 360 degrees, your whole life must be in a glorious freedom. Amen. But this glorious freedom can only be realized by the agency or the agency of faith. But the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible. I'm giving my introduction nicely. Leslie becomes a bit hot. By faith, we can experience the glorious what? Liberty. Because you can't experience it just the fact that you are in. You need to have faith. Even faith to just believe that I'm in a glorious what? Liberty. First of all, we were in sin and he's delivered us. And by his grace, hopefully, our taste for sin, for the flesh, it's a struggle. Our taste for sin is destroyed or is reduced or is being reduced gradually. Amen. Because we are saved by in our spirit, but the soul is being saved. So the taste for sin in that glorious liberty is being reduced gradually. Amen. But it takes faith for us to walk in that glorious liberty. It's very important. Faith is key. I am talking on decide to be dedicated. decide to be dedicated. Especially as we enter 2020. It's 2020, yeah? Without faith, we cannot please God. It's not emotions, it's not your feeling, it's not my thoughts, not your thoughts. It's faith. But the faith is of God gives us faith. Everybody has faith. Even unbelievers have faith. You know that. God gives every human being a measure of faith. For I don't know, whether Bill Gates believes in God, I don't know. But for him to do Microsoft, whatever he's doing, he took faith. He believed that vision. And he caused it to be seen, to be realized, that you and I, we are enjoying, and the Apple guys who are into Apple. I'm not into Apple. Somebody should come and convince me. At the same time, the Bible says that it's not every faith that works. I'm building a case. It's not every faith that works. James chapter 2. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Somebody says, I have faith, but they don't have works. Decide to be dedicated. Another person says that I have works, and that by that works, it proves my faith. So it's not enough to say I have what? Faith. It's not enough to describe your faith to us. We have to see your faith. You have faith that it's not good. However you want to use the word good or healthy, to come here naked, isn't it? So your faith proves to us that you don't believe that. So you put on some nice dress, trousers, shirts, like I'm doing. Thank God for my wife. If you leave me, you can wear the same thing over and over. But James 2 is saying that the faith that works is the faith that has works to it. It's like saying you can't say you believe in giving, but you don't give offering. It's not true, is it? Because if you say you believe in giving, in context of church service, we must see that you give offering when it's offering time. I'm not talking of where the person is broke. Or I'm not saying that. I'm talking of if you say you believe something, we see it. If you believe that in your home, you know, some people believe certain beliefs. When you get there, please take your shoes off. It's faith. So when you get to that, you open the door. Some of them, you know, have a relative. They have it and notice. Please remove your shoes. But the person is very extremely clean, very clean and neat. So she can't. So she's exhibiting her faith by her actions. I'm talking of faith here in the context of dedication. A kind of faith that works. Decide to be dedicated. Say with me, I will be dedicated. So whatever we say, please don't get angry. Don't argue in your mind. If it's the word, say, God, help me, give me grace. We will pray to God. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, Galatians 3, 29, we are Abraham's seed. I am a seed. You are a seed. Therefore, immediately we use the word seed, then it has the implication. A seed needs to be what? Planted. I'm talking of faith in context of dedication. And the Bible says that we are seeds of Abraham. And if you are a seed, it means that you have to be planted. The value of a seed is in the planting. If I put seeds on that table or this chair, it won't grow, would it? But I need to put it on the earth or soil. The value of you being a seed is in being planted. If you are not planted, I don't know where you are. A seed must be planted. Look with me, Psalm 1. This introduction, Psalm 1. We're reading 2 to 3. Psalm 1, 2 and 3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditated day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. The faith of dedication, you need to be planted. If you are not planted, you cannot bear fruit. Faith without action is what? Dead. Show me your faith and I'll show you my works. If we are seed, we have to be planted. And by planting, I'm talking of the house of God. You can't be planted in the world. If you are Abraham's seed, you've been born again, you and I, then it behooves on us to be planted in the house of God. Jesus speaking of himself as a seed, John chapter 12. John 12, 23 and 24. John 12, 23. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. We have to be planted. It is the law of seed. A seed must be planted. If you are not planted, you remain a single seed. But if you want to see fruits, you need to be planted. You need to be dedicated. And our best example is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, when you are reading the Bible, any issue, and you want to first see where it is mentioned, you go to Jesus first. Did Jesus say it? Or did he act in any way regarding that issue you are looking for evidence in the Bible? Because sometimes Jesus might not say it, but he acts it. So here we stop with Jesus. He is our classic example. That he says that I had to what? Die. Be planted and die before I can have many seeds. And you and I are those seeds today. And for us also to have seeds, it means that we need to be planted. We need to die so that many seeds will what come out of our dying. So what is dedication? What is dedication? We are now preaching. Dedication is commitment to God and to the affairs of his kingdom. Jesus, our example, the John 12. Commitment to God and to the affairs of his kingdom. Look at the same John 12. We read up to 24. See, look at 25. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. 26. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. In dedication, you are honored. And by dedication, we are talking about commitment at the expense of comfort and convenience. we are talking not things that are to your convenience or your comfort. Because for you to be a seed and be planted, you don't have a choice. Do the seeds have a choice when the farmers are planting? They don't, do they? It means that if you're Abraham's seeds, you are God's seed, isn't it? So God chose to plant you. And God is saying that in his house, we have to be planted. Some are not planted. Some, the left foot is planted, the right is not planted. The full seed must be planted. Not to your convenience or to your, I don't know, your comfort. Because I felt that, as if next year, Pastor John is saying, leadership, missional, being a mindset, we have to be ready to be dedicated. And I'm thinking, God, how? What areas can I be more dedicated? Somebody will say, oh, but you are dedicated already. I'll come to that. Let me hold that thought. But the Bible is saying, to be dedicated means commitment to God and to the affairs of his kingdom. Not to your convenience, not to your ease, not to your comfort. I always like to use, because the Christian life we live is more or less like the military. Because Paul also uses it. When you sign those papers to join the army, to swear that, or they will tell you, excuse me, you are saying, and they will let you say it worse, that I'm ready to die for the queen. You know, some people who are just joining for the fun, they think it's a joke. So when they join, after basic training, and they are told straight from basic training, like myself, you're going to Iraq or Iraq. Oh, my leg. My mother has just died. I'm joking. My mother is dead back home. I need to go home. And sometimes they call it compassionate leave. You have to lie just to do that. So such a person is not ready. It's not a proper seed. Once you are a Christian, and to be dedicated for us to have fruit, you have to be planted. Not to your convenience, not to your comfort. Do you know the Bible says that woe to them that are ease in Zion? Let me open that scripture to us. Amos 6:1. Kojo, Amos 6:1. See what the Bible says. So when anything disturbs our comfort, convenience, we are very uncomfortable. Woe to you who are at ease. Zion is the church. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion. And it goes on. In the house of God, woe to those who are at ease in Zion. The Bible says that in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul saying, I forget, let's read, just to be sure. Galatians 2, 20. I want the scriptures to talk. Galatians 2, 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I just want to encourage us, and some of us, to push us more. The life you live is not your life. It's not my life. It is the life of who? The Son. So if you are using the life of the Son of God for, I don't know what you are using it for, you are not planted in the house, but you are at ease. If God says, woe. You know, if somebody curses you, God can deliver you. But if you fall into the hands of God, who will deliver you? It's to encourage us, not to let anybody feel bad, that I would like to be dedicated. I will show us there's blessing in it. Amen. Because always want to know the blessings, isn't it? Mm. Paul is saying the life I live is no longer I, but I live the life of the Son of God. I have been crucified with Christ. Decide to be dedicated. And it's not easy. Harold, is it easy? Trust me, it's not easy to be dedicated. It is against your convenience, against your comfort. I'm taking my time to say this so that next year, some of us that want to see God's hands in our lives. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this message, because I feel it's not for everybody, but I know it's for me. Maybe something that must happen in your life is in your dedication. And I know it's not everybody that will listen to or will heed this. When I say heed, act on it, you understand? I'll be a fool to believe everybody will heed it. Trust me. Even Jesus himself is time to everybody. Our dedication must be according to the order of Christ, basically, I'm saying. Jesus, who was equal with God, decided to let go of everything and come down as a human being and die for you and I. That's what he's asking of us. Maybe today, the rest of the year, beginning 2020, or life in general, that we must be dedicated. We must be planted in the house of God. So much so, you remember when the sons of Sceva wanted to cast out some devils? If you don't know the sons of Sceva, it's in the Bible. They were the children of, a priest or somebody. Just somebody, to make their story nice to you. In the Bible. And some people in the Bible describe that some people can be possessed or have demons in them, spirits in them. So, and they knew that people cast out these devils to make people free. So they decided to go and cast these devils out of a demon-possessed person. And whilst they were trying to cast out the demon asked, speaking through the person, I know Jesus, and I know somebody called Paul, but I don't know you. What I'm trying to say with this is that it's not just having faith. For these things to work, you must be dedicated. You must be planted. Paul was planted. Jesus was planted and died. So it's not like saying, I have faith, I'm going to cast out devils. The devils or demons even sees your lifestyle, whether you are planted or you are not. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know, but who are you? It's our prayer, me and you, that it will not be, the devils cannot say that of us. I know Uche. I know Nicola. But Kwabna, who are you? And the Bible says the demons whipped one person, beat seven people. I'm saying that decide to be dedicated. Decide to be planted in the house of God. Don't be at ease. You can do whatever you are doing outside and being in context in the house of God. Whatever you're doing outside is good. I believe God wants you to do that. But I'm saying that decide to be planted. Because it is out of where you are planted. Most of us, I think, don't realize it. Out of where we are planted, that something, the things we are doing outside is successful. Trust me. Trust me. You decide to cut something. You know, like if you are in leadership and decide to move from it. If we are very observant, we can see some difference when we move away from something or we decide not to be planted in the house of God and be doing our own thing. You will see the difference as compared to when you are in God's house. But you see, don't be deceived when you think success is happening. Don't be deceived. being dedicated, being planted, means that you are placing, or we are placing, God above all else, including self. Being planted, dedicated, means placing God above all else, meaning putting God first, including self. Not to your convenience. This message is not for everybody. Why do you think that sometimes you see a person writing book, or somebody, it's like, wow, wow, wow. You just take a book. Let's say Nicola writes a book. I don't know how long it takes her to write a book. The pain, which is. And somebody is not, they can write a book, and they know they have to write a book, but they did not. The difference is that she paid the price. Is that not correct? And write. And all the hassle to get it, how do you call it? Is it get it published? Then is it get it to people to buy it? Marketing, that's what I was looking for. That my small book I wrote, speaking to people, I thought you just write a book and that's it. But when they started talking about marketing, oh man, I felt overwhelmed. I said, boy, it's not a joke, is it? So what I'm saying is that even that, we do it even sometimes to our own inconvenience. Stay up late and do things. To be dedicated means you place God above all else, including yourself. You don't fit God into your schedule. Your schedule must fit into God. And as you bring it, he's got some, how to call it, some sauce. Like knife, he will cut. No, this one, cut it off. This one, cut it off. To be dedicated also means to be consumed by the cause and things or matters of the kingdom. Please, I'm talking of the church, nothing else. So it's in context. Don't think of anything else. That's what I'm thinking. I'm talking of. Be consumed by the cause of the kingdom. To be planted in the house of God. Look at Isaiah 65, verse 24. Isaiah 65, 24. This is a message you preach and you leave it to people to decide, myself included. Isaiah 65, 24. People who are dedicated, this is what happens to them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Do you think if you are not planted, God will do this for you? Please remember, it is not emotions or what you think God is, what the scripture says. When you read the whole thing, you will hear God is saying those who obey him. These particular people, because God wanted to punish them, he said there's a small people through the whole chapter. They remained holy. They obeyed the laws of God. And God was saying that before these people call, I will hear. While they are here speaking, I've answered them already. Can you believe that? Before you open your mouth, you have to think of it. God says, I've heard you and I've answered you. That's a different level. But it's for those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are dedicated, decide to be dedicated. A tree does not shift locations. If you are planted, you are planted. A tree does not shift locations. If you are planted, Sergeant, you are planted. If you are planted, you are planted. I don't know how long Pastor John has been, I use the word follow, because it's a follow, Pastor Joe, because he's the head, you understand? I don't know how long the church, when he was, just in terms of how, when the church started, when Pastor John joined. Irrespective, just the song, he leads you the waves. And like I always say, tell people, because I'm close to Pastor John, some of us, you hear and you see things. You understand? In the midst of the waves, for at least 20 years plus, to remain faithful to the leader, planted and not shifting. That's what we call dedication. You think Pastor John will not get maybe disagreement with Pastor Joe or even friends? We get disagreement, don't we? How is that not so? He himself said it. Was it 2017? I think so. Or eight, yeah. Pastor John, yeah, he's been saying it. He wanted to quit. Not so much, Pastor Joe, please. Hey, don't put things in your head, though. Whatever it is he was going through, he wanted to give up. And it's not just him. Pastor sometimes want to give up. But I'm saying that for him to stay planted in CLF, which he believes God has planted him, a tree does not shift. How can a tree be shifting like that? If you are planted, you are planted. Please understand that. The tree cannot go and tell the farmer or the plant, whatever it is, I'm tired. Move me. You stay there and he changed the soil. If the soil is not correct, isn't it? He add water. Maybe you don't need water. Whatever the farmer would do to let that plant bear fruit or tree. A tree does not shift location. If you are planted, be planted. Be dedicated. 2020, decide I will be dedicated. Decide I will be dedicated. I will not be at ease. People pray to God. God, give me this. God, give me that. And when that thing comes, then the dedication becomes problematic. How can God give you a job and that job become a hindrance to being dedicated, planted in the house of God? I don't want to use other example, but you know, you pray for, because even not even the house of God, I've known people who have prayed for jobs, then they get to the job and they are tired. They're stressed. and we give testimonies, you know that. It is just to say that you don't even know what you were asking for. The thing you're asking for is the self. Because if God was to open your eyes, he would tell you, okay, maybe it is God, because then God will tell you, these are the hassles in the workplace. Just that, be tough and go through it. The waves, you know, he will lead me through the waves. Please be planted. Do you think myself sometimes I don't want to give up? I have no idea. You get tired. I talk to Joy. Joy, we have to be dedicated. 2020, me and you. 2020, dedicated. Is it possible for me to make this comment? Then discuss it, yeah? Karim. We are not permitted in our commitment to waver. I leave that statement. Okay, let me drop a thought, then you argue it. I've got children. I've got A, B, C, D. My premises is, in our being dedicated, planted, Nicola, in the house of God, we are not permitted to waver. Do you agree? A tree does not shift. How is it true? The military. If you always you are sick, they will discharge you on medical grounds. You are not permitted to be planted in there. Every day, I am sick. Especially the African brothers. We go on sick like water. I'm telling you, it's bad. It's bad, man. When I was in Germany, we don't want to run in the cold. So cold injury. And the doctors, they are very kind. I don't know why. Doctor, my leg. Doctor will give you 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months. Then you got something P7. This guy, they can't do exercise anymore. Then what's the use of you being there? If you're not careful, if you want to do some, God forgive me. You know, I did a few. Because sometimes you get tired, you know. Some places are cold than here. Germany is cold. than UK. So when they take you, you think they'll take you, you've done your basic, they'll take you to exercise some nice abandoned build, at least you keep warm. No, 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 you dig the ground and you stay there in the mud, in your sleeping bag. So the cold is a bit, I'm like, why? What have I got myself into? The only thing I didn't like in the army was the exercise. It was a bit tough. So in winter, summer is okay, but winter is tough. I'm saying, in our dedication commitment, we are not permitted to waver. Discuss. It's up to you. You and God. For us to remain relevant, we need to be planted and committed to God and His kingdom. Remember the Romans book, the Romans chapter we read? The creation is waiting for the sons of God to be manifested into a glorious what? Freedom. It's not just for you and I. That glorious freedom, even though we enjoy it, is for the world to see and bring many into the camp. That means the camp of the Lord, I mean. In our dedication, commitment, being planted in this glorious freedom is to bring others to Christ Jesus. Amen. So please decide that I will be dedicated. I don't know whether next year or right now, but I just felt to give this message, myself included. And do you know what the enemy does? You know Pharaoh in the Bible? He's a classic example of Satan or an antichrist. Four times, Chris, when the Israelites, Moses went to Pharaoh and said, please, God says, let my people go. All the men can go. Leave the sheep, leave the cows. The devil will always try to negotiate. Okay, okay. You, the cows, the sheep, but leave the women and the children. The devil will always find a way in your mind not to help you to be planted. It's up to you to recognize that voice, whether you think it's of God or your flesh or the enemy. Four times, Pharaoh, who stands for the devil or is antichrist, will say things to you so that you are not planted, you are not dedicated. So you hear people of God, Christians, saying, are you not going to church too much, Uche? You've gone to midweek. Now you're going to Kairos. Why now? Every morning, Chris, you are joining the prayer meeting. Why? You're only one person now. It's too much. Who do you think is talking? The same Peter. You are the Son of the living God by revelation of the Holy Spirit. Saying to Jesus' question, who do men say that I am? I don't know how many minutes. Turns around, tells Jesus, you will not die. Jesus is planted, dedicated to do what he has been sent to do in the house of Zion, of the church. Peter thinking, you and I, he was in a way you think, oh, yeah, it's true. You will not die. It looks good, isn't it, on the surface? But Jesus turns around and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Can he be the person who is saying to you, Christine, you are doing too much? Is the devil speaking? I'm not saying you are devil, I'm devil. I'm saying that when you are saying to another person in this church, are you not doing too much? You're only one person. This message is not for everybody. In our dedication, we are glorified. Pharaoh. You see, the same way the Holy Spirit speaks through man, you to me, I to you. The same way the devil to speak through people. He's a spirit, so he has to speak through people. It's like somebody saying to somebody, you need to work for your family. not working too hard? Is are you asking, will you pay for the bills? Is that not correct? It's like my father-in-law said, I don't care whether you've studied accountancy or you're a teacher, you don't have a job. You get something doing. I mean, the context of a man. It makes you a man. It doesn't matter. Get something doing. I don't care whatever qualification you have. Go out and work. That's my father-in-law, you know. I'm saying, be planted. Let us be planted. Because I was thinking, God, I was like, this is going to be hard. Push yourself. And it will surprise you what the Lord will do for you and I. So people who are saying to you and I, and I pray that God will not, the devil will not speak through me to you. Life group, Harold, every week, your life group is not too much. Because when I heard that, I was like, hey, every week, man, it's not a joke, you know. Every week, live group. I'm doing every other week. I don't know how he does it with Nicola and the team or the members. Then somebody comes, is it not too much? Reduce it now. You are only one person. Then it was, oh, rest. Rest. Relax. The day you rest or relax is the day you'll be going down. Trust me. What keeps you here, Kwabena, can pray a lot? Do you think if they ask me to not lead prayer, as even organize it, or do what I'm doing, trust me, it will affect my spirituality. I'm telling you. Because not that I'm saying I've been there before. Sometimes we don't know that thing we are doing in the house of God is what's keeping us. When I was in Aldershot, running Aldershot, before Pastor Martin came, I was living there. So then we moved to London. And I was schooling, studying law. So we were meeting every Thursday, I believe. When I finished law school or the law classes, I'll get home, pick my car, and drive. Then I didn't know much of the short routes. I'll go to some long route, man. By the time I get there, they are finished, almost like 20 minutes left. But I was dedicated to it. Then one day, it was raining. But thank God, my leaders asked me to stop. Listen, Kev, my leaders asked me to stop and let them do it. At least go there on Sunday. But anyway, so I was driving, it was raining, which is raining heavily. And I don't know where it happened. Not these big, massive lorries. Massive ones. Not like the ones that they put construction stuff in it. Yeah, not the same size. It was Tesco. But this massive. And it was raining. I don't know whether the driver was sleeping or not. So what I saw, the truck whacked me. But I'm saying that to say that I was calm. I kid you, I didn't shout. I was calm. And what came to me, looking back, let me add another one. Remember I shared the testimony also, that a car somersaulted behind me. Remember, I was doing this job. I think I was going to High Wycombe. And this car somersaulted, and I thought the car was coming. You know when you are pressing on the gas and the car is not moving? You are pressing, the thing is coming. And you get to a point like, you close your eyes and you are like, as if the thing is going to hit you, whatever will happen. But I could see from the rear view mirror, I kid you not, something held that thing. And the thought that came to me, connecting it to the other short one, is that it's because of what you do in the house of God. I kid you not anything special. In his mercies and because of what you do in the house of God. So why would I, with that thought, which I will not throw away, I believe it's God speaking to me, would I want to be very at ease in the house of God? I'd rather increase it and get more protection. It doesn't mean all of us are not protected, though. We are. All of us are called in different in the body of Christ to do different things. Maybe what God requires of me is more than what he requires of you. Or requires of you is more than what he requires of me. But what I'm saying is that we have to be dedicated. be planted. A tree does not shift locations. Pastor John staying with Pastor Joe for these years is somebody who is planted. Yes. And you even being in Life Center for long, it's also planting. Amen. And so I'm encouraging you that God wants us to be planted more. Go deeper. Because we need to be glorified. Our lives, not just we enjoying it, people must see. Uche, our life must be glorified and bring others into church. That's what I'm saying. Not you getting a car. Those ones, he will add it. Let me conclude. Matthew 6, 33. One of the blessings. Seek it first. All these things. You want, I don't know. You want A, you want B, you want C. Whatever it is you want. You think I don't want money? I want money, man. Hey. Did you want money? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he says, seek ye first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is favor. All these things. All that people are dying for, chasing after. You see, we have to believe the wisdom of God. It looks foolish, isn't it, in our eyes? How can I be seeking, be dedicated to your house? And please, you see, that when your mind tells you, as you think it's 5 years' time, God is going to... Don't do that. Don't put timing on God. He will do what he has to do. Because when you do that and the 5 year comes or 1 year comes, you get frustrated. You will. When a farmer plants and the thing is not growing, he realizes that it's like demons, spiritually. They are infecting the soil. So pesticides, whatever it is, he has to remove them with chemicals, whatever it is, so that the tree can have the nutrients that it needs, the sunlight it needs, the water it needs. The same thing, God is working things for us. And at the right time, we will be enjoying life. But let's be honest. Sometimes the peace we have, a lot of people even in the church that we think are rich, don't have that peace. We are Christians, you understand. But maybe it's because of your planting. Sometimes I tell people, God, this thing is being recorded, so I have a friend, he listens, so yeah. I don't want to say some things. You might think I'm talking about him. But you see, Paul made a comment that we are poor in the eyes of men, but we are making people rich. Do you understand that statement? It seems as if we don't have enough, but we are bringing peace to people. Instead of the people that we think should bring us peace. I'm speaking in Proverbs. I'm using the scripture. Do you understand? We don't have, but we are making people rich. I'm saying, let us be planted in the house of God. Decide to be dedicated. The dedication order of faith. Again, James chapter 2. I will only know your faith. No, faith is not by description. It is by what? Action. It is by works. When we are dedicated, we see the hand of God. And when we are dedicated, I'm ending. Aside he adding everything, we are glorified. You will be glorified. Amen. I will be glorified. Amen. As long as we are planted. Let's be on our feet. We want to pray. Is it a good word?
Yes. Mm.
Don't clap for me, oh.
Clap for me.
Chris, you see, I need to go and ask God, tell God, God, this is your glory. Oh. We are praying two prayers. We are saying to God, Father, give me grace to put this word to work. I want to be dedicated. I don't want to be at ease in Zion. I want to be planted, unmovable, unshakable. Irrespective of the waves that will blow. It doesn't matter the wave, the enemy, human beings in the church, Christians. And I don't want to be part of those people who are saying, are you not doing too much? Give me grace to put this word to work. Pray to God. Father, give me grace to put this word I've heard this morning afternoon to work. I want my life to be planted. Give me grace, Father. It is hard. My mind is fighting it. I'm giving all kinds of reasons. But Father, I just want to accept the word as it is. In its purity, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace, Father, to put this word to work. I want my faith to be seen by its works. Give me grace, Lord. Give me grace, Lord. Give me grace to put this word I've heard this afternoon to work. Give us grace, Father. Father, I'm praying myself, give me grace. Please help me. It seems as if it's not doable, but I pray. Give us grace. Give me grace. Because I know with you all things are possible. I can do all things through you who strengthens me. So I pray for grace. I ask for grace. Sabre kaparia sataya. Raku irerebria sakataya. Let grace be released, God. Let grace be released. Tare suria kapaya. Resia tuya kataya. Let grace be released, O Lord. Let grace be released to put this word into work. To put this word to work, Lord. Let grace be released. We ask for grace. We ask for grace. Give us grace to put this word to work. Give us grace, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.